time for another live report on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com.
Hey, we're back at the Caldwell County Extension Office. Pleasure to visit here and talk a little bit about the youth and the youth in Caldwell County. Rhonda Jewell, the 4-H and Youth Development Agent for Caldwell County. That's probably, that's the correct title. I always say 4-H agent, but that's the correct title, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is.
You've got a lot of great young people, and what I think is neat, you share many of your young people with 4-H and FFA.
Yes, exactly. A lot of them are dual, I guess you could say, dual purpose. We're kind of like, I guess you could say maybe a feeder program for the FFA. However, a good majority of them still stay involved in 4-H after they start, you know, doing things at an FFA and getting really involved.
What are some of your 4-H members involved in these days?
We have livestock judging, which is fixing to gear up, fixing to get started. We have shooting sports. We have country ham. It started Saturday, so we'll be doing our hams for the next several weeks, and we salted and go back and salt them again. We also just finished a crochet class. We had one of our sharpshooters, actually, one of our shooting sports kids that is a master crocheter. I don't know what you call it, but she is amazing, yes. Chloe Adamson, and she came and taught the class to 8 kids, male and female, and did a really, really good job with the kids, and they've really got off to a good start. So anyway, that's pretty
neat. From a sharpshooter of all things, right?
she taught herself on YouTube, and really she's an excellent teacher. So anyway, we had kids that finished their projects in 3 weeks, and kids that were still having to, you know, get. But hopefully, they're going to continue practicing and just get better and better. We also have craft club. We actually craft club meets this week, so it's an after school club that meets, and one of our leaders, longtime leaders, Rebecca Hendon, leads it, and they make some amazing crafts, and they're able to enter all these into the state fair. We have Teen Leadership Academy. This is our middle school group that, and both these girls were in Teen Leadership Academy. They're going to talk. This is an opportunity for middle school kids to have, just to learn about the areas around them, to learn some leadership skills, communications also, and to meet people from other places and see what Trigg County's like. Livingston County, right. You know, what they have to offer. We also have camp. Can't forget camp. 4-H camp is going to be, for us, it'll be June the 29th through July the 2nd. We're fixing, as a matter of fact, this Wednesday, we will be hot off the press. So anybody can register after Wednesday.
You carry a lot of 4-Hers?
We do. Last year was a little different. We our date changed, so it kind of messed things up, and we conflicted with Camp Curry. This year we don't. So our numbers were down this year, but hopefully we'll have about 80, 85, maybe 90 of us. So looking forward to camp.
And that program changes a lot of lives for young people, too.
It does. It is. For 4-H camp is for a lot of kids. It's the only summer that they have. Mm-hmm. They're not responsible for brothers or sisters. They're not responsible to, you know, make sure that things are done around the house. They don't, you know, it's just an opportunity for them to have some good summer fun, meet some people, and learn to do some things that they have never had a chance to do.
Sometimes their first experience away from home.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. That is very true. And some of these kids, it's amazing. They leave, I know, one of the teachers told me one year, she said that, you know, my daughter, I had to brush her hair, I had to tell her to brush her teeth, I had to do all this before she went to camp, but when she came back, she was an independent soul. Thank you so much. Yeah. So anyway, so yes, it is. It can be life-changing.
I think it's awesome. What else you got going for 4-H?
We have LEADS, which is our area teen group. We have our 4-H teen council that meets monthly, and this is just a group of kids. Some of them are FFA, some of them are not. We have a wide range of kids. We get together and they have leadership opportunities, and then those that are on our 4-H council have a chance to participate in LEADS, which is our W3, W4 area teen group. We get together monthly-ish, and have educational opportunities as well as some fun stuff like going ice skating. Last time we met, whenever we met in Henderson County, they had communications lessons, and then they were able to go ice skating. Nice. Our next trip is in March, and we're going to be going to Todd County, and we're going to get to visit some of the Amish places. And we have, I'm really the kids love going to the Amish. So, yeah.
A neat experience for them to see a different way of life, you know?
It is. It helps them appreciate or think, golly, that would be an interesting way to do things.
Yeah.
We also have, one of the things I want to put a plug in for is Camp Jekyll. This is the trip we had intended it to be every 3 years, but it's turned into every 4 years. But this is just it's an environmental camp in Georgia off Camp Jekyll Island. And it is it's just an amazing opportunity for kids if they're interested in marine biology, if they're interested in any kind of biology, or even if they're not, if they just love the beach, it's an opportunity for them to learn about the beach and the different ecosystems. And it's all hands on, and it's amazing.
A lot of great things in 4-H, and you've got a lot of great leaders too that help you through this. A lot of folks who have been with you for a long time.
They sure have, and we couldn't do this without our leaders. They are definitely what keeps us afloat, because there's no way I can do all these things. I'm talented, but I'm not that. I'm not multi-talented, but we definitely appreciate those leaders.
I think back to many, many years ago when my mom was a 4-H leader when I was in 4-H, and the things that leaders do, drive you to club meetings, help you do the things you do, and it's like, leaders are pretty amazing out there.
Exactly. Like shooting sports, we've got several certified leaders. As a matter of fact, they're fixing to have certification at 4-H camp, which we don't have it very often here. We've got several that are going to get certified, as well as several teens that are going to get certified as teen leaders. And hopefully they're going to evolve into leaders as they age. Livestock judging, we've got Kevin Laurent and Jenny Burrell, and we would be completely lost without them. Candy Adams. Even our council, people that serve on the council, they may not necessarily be as hands-on with some of the kids, but they are responsible for bringing programs and doing fundraising and those kinds of things.
Just people with a vision and love for young people.
Exactly. And some of these people have not had kids in 4-H for 30 years, but they still know the impact and the importance of the program.
And most of our kids are in school today, but if parents have some interest or grandparents out there have some interest in 4-H, how do they get involved?
Well, they can just call the extension office at 270-365-2787. I also have a Facebook page, we have a Caldwell County 4-H Facebook page. Everything is posted on Facebook. They can just call the office and get more information. I'll be glad to share anything with them.
Take it from a longtime 4-H'er, you'll love 4-H and the great young people, great organization as well. We're, of course, with the Caldwell County Extension Office, Rhonda Jewell, our 4-H and Youth Development Agent, talking with us. We're going to talk to Ashley Board coming up in this minute, and we have a couple of our 4-H / maybe some FFA members too, dual members here. We're going to talk with them in just a bit as well. We're on WPKY.
At Whitetail Properties,